Hey friend, welcome back to another One Income Family podcast episode. I'm excited. Are you excited? Me too. Okay, so do you dream of going on vacation, but you never seem to be able to save up the money? Is your grocery budget so tight that you can barely breathe? Well, my friend, you are in luck. In today's training, we are going to look at four ways you can cut costs in your overall budget and keep more money in your bank account rather than on the expense tracker. These four things are simple enough, but I do suggest only tackling one thing at a time so as not to overwhelm yourself. I myself am still in the process of embracing each and every one of these ideas, and they have been an absolute game changer in the way that I make financial decisions. So go grab that load of laundry as usual, plug in them headphones, and let's get budgeting. Hey friend, welcome to the One Income Family Podcast. Do you live primarily on your husband's income and find it hard to save or get out of debt? Are you constantly searching for ways to cut costs, live frugally, and do things on a budget? Do you have big dreams only to be stopped by overspending and loosely following your budget? Hey, I'm Molly, and I too have struggled with living and growing a family on one income. But through trial and error and a lot of help from God, my family and I have learned how to live abundantly on less. This podcast will bring you a Christ-centered, simple, and frugal lifestyle, along with how to budget so you can follow it, and time management tips that will transform your budget and your home. So go restart that laundry, grab your Bible, and let's get budgeting. Do you want to come hang out with a group of mamas who are living or want to live on a single income just like you? Well, you are in luck because I have a free One Income Family community. That's the name of the group. And in the community, you will learn how to stick to a budget so that you can save to finally go on that family vacation or buy that weekend ice cream that brings you and your family oh so much joy. You will learn how to think frugally and cut costs so that you're buying things that last and are worth your purchase, but at a lower price point. And you will do so with a group of like-minded mamas whom you can connect with, share your struggles, and receive support along the way. Join now at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity, or you can click the link that will be in the show notes as well. Also, I want to invite you to become an insider and get on my email list. I shoot out weekly emails that are going to help you cut costs, save money, stick to that impossible budget, and create a lifestyle filled with joy rather than the stresses that money brings, which you can join at bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider, or again, you can just go check it out in the show notes. Alrighty. So, like I said, today we're going to be talking about places that you can cut costs and bring money back into your budget that you have just been spending that maybe you'd never thought of before. I know when this came about in my life, I was pregnant with my second child, and I was trying to just figure out how we were going to do this, how we were going to still have the same budget, because it wasn't going to change, but we were about to bring on another child, which I know at the newborn stage, in all reality, still isn't quite as expensive as maybe a teenager is, because at least for me, I still had clothes from my daughter, so I didn't have to figure out where the clothes were going to come from. I didn't have to figure out, the furniture and all those first time things because it was my second child. But I did have to think about food, and I had to think about diapers. That's the word I'm looking for. And my children have sensitive skin, so I can't just do the cheap diapers. So I was looking into cloth diapering and whether that was going to be smart, because it does take money out of my budget every month. It's about $50 a month for the more expensive diapers. And I was just like, oh my gosh, we're not going to be able to swing that. Plus adding more income to the, oh my gosh, grocery budget. That's the word I'm looking for. My goodness. Apparently I need to go back to bed today. So bear with me today because it might be a little rougher than usual. But anyways, that's where this whole thing came from. I learned quickly how to think differently when it came to budgeting on one income for a family, especially with the added pressures of another child. Because not only did I have to think about, you know, at the newborn stage, but we were going to keep that same income later on. And so I had to figure out how I was going to do it, like later on when we did have to worry about more clothes and more food because she's starting to eat more now and all that kind of stuff. So when I sat down to think about this, these are the four things that I came up with. And the first one that I'm going to talk about, it's more of just a thought process. It's not really something that you can cut costs on, if that makes sense. It's just a way to help you think to cut costs. So, and I kind of touched on it a little bit with that story, but the first thing is buying outright instead of doing payments. So sometimes we think of that where it has to be a loan or it has to be a credit card, which technically is a loan. But I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about like the diapers. It's a monthly reoccurring payment that I was going to have to do. And so I cut costs by getting cloth diapers instead of doing a monthly payment of $50 a month. That put $50 back into our checking account that we could put towards actual food instead of diapers. Now, yes, that means I have to be a little more hands-on with the diapering. I have to wash them out. I say that with an eye roll because it's not terrible, but it's not fun when I could just throw it away and go do something else. But it's not something that I'm totally against and would tell you not to do because it's not terrible, like I said. But I could do a whole episode on cloth diapering because I really do kind of enjoy it at times when I'm not tired and I don't feel like I'm overwhelmed. Anyways, but by buying outright, you put that money back into your account. Or if something happens, you aren't stuck having to make that payment. So say you do have a loan. You took a loan out for, say, a refrigerator. And it's only, I've never actually done this, so the numbers aren't going to be right, just so you know. But say you bought a $1,000 refrigerator and you did the monthly payments and say it's like $60 a month. Well, that $60, you are, I'm pretty sure, paying interest after a certain point anyways, if you don't get it paid off. But you're stuck. Like, you have to continue making that payment. If something happens, you can't not make that payment. And being stuck in that kind of a situation is not fun, and it's stressful and nerve-wracking, and you don't know what you're going to do. So why put yourself in that position? Instead, save up your money so that if something happens, instead of putting that $60 in the checking account to save up for that refrigerator, you can use it for whatever situation comes up. But you definitely should have boundaries on what that situation is and whether it's actually worth, you know, not getting that refrigerator like a month sooner or not. You gotta weigh the pros and cons of each situation. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you just save up for it, it's better in the long run because you don't have to make monthly payments. Now, there are some things where you do need the thing right away, like say it's a vehicle. Now, I am going to do an episode on how to budget buy a vehicle because some people don't exactly know how to do that. But before I go down that rabbit hole, making payments for a car is different than making payments for a refrigerator that was only $1,000 that you might be able to save up for and not have to worry about that. But if the refrigerator goes out and you need it right away, you know, there's also that. But that's also why I like to say that you should have, and I know if you follow the Dave Ramsey thing, he says that you should have $1,000 saved up in emergency funds. Well, I like to say $2,000 so that if something comes up, you still have $1,000 cushion and you can save back up to get to that $2,000 so that if something were to happen again, because I know when things happen in my life, they just kind of continuously happen. Things happen in three in my life anyways. And so I just like to have that extra $1,000 just sitting there for even worse situations than, say, the refrigerator goes out. But if you don't have that scenario, then, you know, you kind of got to figure out and weigh the pros and cons. However, I want you to not think about that so much as definitely just put it in your brain that buying outright is the better way to do it because you're not paying interest, which I don't know if you've ever heard of it this way, but when I think of interest, I think of I'm paying somebody for my money, which it just seems silly in my brain. I'm like, I don't want to pay extra for my money. I want to have my money and use it as I please and not have to give more of it away because I wanted to use it sooner, if that makes sense. So definitely, just whenever you sit down to make a decision, look at whether you can buy it outright instead of doing payments, because that is going to be the number one way to put money back into your account rather than putting it into your expense tracker. Number two, grow your own groceries or buy in bulk. So this is a grocery way to help cut your budget down in your grocery area. So I just this summer decided, well, spring, I started actually at the beginning of the year. You don't realize how much goes into doing a garden until you start it. So I suggest starting small and not diving headfirst in like I did. Kind of overwhelmed myself a little bit. But that's besides the point. Growing your own groceries is going to cut costs. You're not going to see it right away because you are going to, instead of buying groceries, or using that money to buy groceries, you're then going to use it to buy stuff for your garden. However, in the long run, once you get it going and you get, say you want to just do some frozen vegetables because you don't want to do the canning, which is totally fine. But by doing that, then you don't have to buy it at the grocery store. You don't have to waste the gas to go get it. Well, I say waste because for me, going to get groceries, I have to drive 45 minutes away. And so if I'm just going for one thing, it is a waste of gas for me and I'll usually just not do it. We do every 2 week grocery run in order to save gas for that reason. But growing your own groceries is going to give you a way of cutting down costs, and it's also going to be healthier because you can buy things that aren't covered in preservatives. Yes, it is a huge learning curve, which is why I said at the beginning of the episode that you should only tackle one of these at a time, because otherwise it can be overwhelming and a lot of things to do. So if you're not ready to grow your own groceries or start a garden, even if you just do one container pot of like tomatoes or lettuce or something, you can start with that one thing and then just slowly add up. It won't be as overwhelming as, you know, doing an entire, I think it's about 200 square foot garden first year doing it. And yeah, I dove in head first. Like I said, I don't suggest you doing that. But if you don't have time to do that, or if it's like now, you can still grow some groceries now. You can still grow some vegetables and fruits now because it is a later season, and you can do a fall garden too if you'd like to try it. But if you don't want to do that, you can also focus on bulk buying. So instead of just going and buying one small thing, at a lower cost, you buy big things at a higher cost. Now, sometimes when I go to get groceries, I will, based on how big my budget is and based on how tight it is and how many consumable items that I need rather than just groceries and food, so like toiletries and, I don't know, paper and pens, that kind of stuff that I need as well, I will sometimes buy the smaller packages because I'm more focused on the overall price. However, it is more expensive to buy the smaller items than it is the bigger bulk items. It's more money in the short run, but in the long run, it's actually cheaper because you look at the, oh, I forget what it's called, but the little cents per pound or cents per ounce or whatever, and that'll actually tell you if it's cheaper or more expensive. So when you go and you look at the price tag, the yellow price is the actual price, but then you look at that little red box over on the side of it in the corner, that'll tell you the price per pound or the price per ounce or the price per whatever the item is. And it'll tell you whether it's actually more or less expensive because the smaller item will usually say it's like 36 cents an ounce. When you look at the bulk product, it's 24 cents. So it's actually cheaper. You just have to put more money into it at the beginning. But with bulk buying, you can again get things healthier for you at a higher price point if you'd like, because you're able to save up, because when it comes to bulk buying, you don't need as much as often. So maybe you're spending $100 here for one product, say like, I don't know, rice, say 100 pounds of rice. I don't actually know because I haven't bought that big of a bulk item myself, but say that rice is $100 for a 100 pound bag. And you don't use that, like you just use that throughout the entire year and you don't need to replace it until the next year. That's $100 and you don't have to get that again for the rest of the year. And it's just, it's so much better if you can do that. And bulk buying, I don't know, I just really enjoy bulk buying. Definitely come to the group and tell me if you would prefer to bulk buy or grow your own groceries, and let's do maybe a little bit deeper dive into how we can do that in another episode so I can stop ranting about bulk buying and growing vegetables and fruits and stuff like that. So, okay, let's move on to the next one. But I guess before I do that, to start with, definitely just look at what your goals are. If you want to grow a garden or buy in bulk, look at what your goals are and see if it's something that, see which route is the better one for you, I guess. That's probably the better thing to, the better way of phrasing it. Okay, so number three. Is do reusable instead of throwaway. So I know I've already talked about diapers, but you can do napkins, you can do paper towels, you can do laundry sheets or dryer sheets. There are many things that you can do reusable instead of throwaway. Clorox wipes. I mean, my brain is not wanting to work. The options are endless is what I'm trying to say. So do reusable instead of throwaway, because that is one way that you are going to reduce the amount of trash you have. I mean, I don't know about you, but I fill my trash can once a week and I'm like, holy smokes, I wish I could stop doing so much trash. And it's not necessarily because I want to be environmental, as I'm just being lazy and don't want to throw as much trash away. But I'd rather do laundry. Does that make sense? I guess you have your give and take on which which thing you want to do. And again, you have to look at how busy your life is. Is doing reusable a better way for you? Or do you not have the time for it? You definitely have to weigh the pros and cons of it. But if you want to start with that, I suggest starting small and doing like maybe napkins or paper towels first. Or, you know, do like I did and just start with diapers and realize that it's better doing it that way. And then I'm like, oh shoot, I've got to do a different laundry or dryer sheet system because otherwise it could ruin my cloth diapers. Good to know. So mine was kind of all forced when I decided to do the cloth diapers, but it's still, it's good and it's helped put money back into my budget. And that has been the goal this entire time. So yes, I have to do a little more work when it comes to laundry and diapers, which I am trying to figure out a new laundry system so that maybe I don't have to fold as much. I just don't know if mentally I cannot fold laundry. I don't like laundry and diapers, so we'll see. I'll let you know how it goes. Okay, so then the fourth thing that I want to mention to help you cut costs is to make your own. So like DIY or cook from scratch. Yes, again, it's a little more hands-on, a little more time. I want to say time management, that's not the word, but it takes more of your time from you. But if you do it right, you can do it with your kids, and it really doesn't take more time. You can actually teach them how to cook and spend more time with them and still do things at the same time. I mean, heck, you can bake cookies and still have fun with it. But a way to help you cut costs, and that's been the whole point of this, is to show you that there is another way of thinking. It's kind of like the old-fashioned way of doing things, if you think about it, like Little House on the Prairie. So we grow our own garden, buy in bulk, because I'm sure they weren't able to go to the grocery store weekly, right? Do reusable because it wasn't really an option for throwaways. Make your own food, make your own laundry detergent, make your own dishwashing detergent. I mean, the sky is the limit. There's no limit on what you can do. It's just a matter of how much time and effort you want to put into it and how overwhelmed you want to be, because like I said at the beginning, if you try to do all these at the same time, you are going to be overwhelmed. I have tried many times trying to cook from scratch, which I love cooking. I love baking. But the idea is somewhat stumped me on completely not buying bread and not buying tortillas and all that kind of stuff and cooking from scratch, because I'm just like, oh my gosh, it's going to take all my time from me. But it's not. You have to allow the learning curve to come, because it is going to take more time at the beginning, because it is a learning curve. Each one of these things will take more time at the beginning. But once you figure it out, once you have a routine, once you have systems, once you know what you're doing, you can do this stuff in like very minimal time and still be able to do it in a very good manner that allows you to be like, if health is part of your goal, it allows you to eat healthy, and it also allows you to put money back into your budget rather than spending it in other ways. So let's go back over the four things. So I talked about buying outright instead of doing payments. So that is like your mindset. When you sit down to make a financial decision, you should always want and look at buying outright first. See if that is a way you can do it. And if you can't, then go ahead and do the payment method if you must. But I suggest always, if it's an option, if you can save up for it, save up for it, because waiting a few more months is not going to hurt you. However, putting a monthly payment on yourself might. So definitely look at that. Two, grow your own groceries. Buy in bulk. Figure out what your goal is. so that you can figure out a grocery budget system that works for you and your family and a way that you can cut costs as well. If you're able to, maybe you can do both too, but don't overwhelm yourself. Don't try to do it all at once. Please just pick one and try it and go with that one and then come back and get another one. 3, do reusable instead of throwaway. Not only, like I said, is it good for the environment, but it also allows you to be a little more lazy and not have to pick up trash all the time. But like I said, it also is kind of a give and take with then you have to do more laundry, but you could also figure out a laundry system that allows you to not have to do certain laundry, not have to fold certain things, you know, like paper towels, you don't necessarily need those folded. Washcloths, you don't necessarily need those folded. It's just a matter of whether you mentally can handle it or not. I don't know if I'm there yet or not. 4, make your own, DIY it. So cook from scratch or make your own laundry detergent, your own, I bet that's shampoo and conditioner, which I mean, technically you could. I don't know if I'm gonna go that far into it because I just don't feel like making my own shampoo and conditioner. But, you know, there are other things throughout the household that you can make from scratch, like condiments and paints and, you know, the sky is the limit. You just have to look it up and figure out what it is that you'd like to make and find a recipe and then make it. Try it out, see if you like it. Okay, so that was kind of a long rant on the things that you can do. It's kind of a different look because most people would start talking about, you know, cutting Netflix and subscriptions and all that kind of stuff. But I wanted to help you bring things, help you cut costs and look at things in a different view rather than just the typical ways of cutting costs. So if you liked this, please leave a review. Go give me a comment over in the free Facebook group, which again is at bit.ly, the One Income Family Community, or like I said, the link will be in the show notes. And inside this community, you will learn how to stick to a budget, you can save to finally go on that family vacation, or buy the weekend ice cream that brings you and your family oh so much joy. Because I know that just a little bit of ice cream at Cody Park is a blast. So definitely go join the group so that we can connect over in the free community. Again, the link is bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity. And also, I want to invite you to become an insider to get on my email list. I shoot out weekly emails that are going to help you cut costs, save money, stick to that impossible budget, and create a lifestyle filled with joy rather than the stresses that money brings. The link for that is bit.ly/theoneincomefamilyinsider. And yes, I say insider because when I was doing it, I thought I put an S on it and I was not getting there. So it's the One Income Family Insider, singular. But again, if you don't want to get that confused, you can just click the link that'll be in the show notes. Well, I hope that you had a great episode today, that you learned a lot, that I got your wheels spinning, and that you are actually going to try one of these things. I would love to know which one you would like to try. Definitely come bring that to the group. Otherwise, I'll see you guys next week. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.